Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, everybody. You've just tuned into The Block with Bryson Warden, broadcasting live in Frequency 101.7 CIVLFM, going out to the Fraser Valley and surrounding areas from the University of Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus, Student Union Society building based on the unceded traditional territory of the Stolo people. We're coming to you on Monday, May 13th, 2024, and we've got another special episode for you and more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as I take you over to some new releases, starting off first with one that is definitely newer, but also being really well known. I'm super late to the party on this one, but this is Million Dollar Baby from Tommy Richman. Going to be talking about it afterwards as well, because I'm super impressed by this cut, and we're going to go into some more as well. But again, here's Million Dollar Baby. This is the VHS cut as well, with a little bit more distortion and kind of bass boost and stuff as well. Hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side. So that's coming to you from Tommy Richman, who is the sole writer apparently, and kind of the main vocalist on the track, which to their own credit and stuff like that, and I'm going to talk a lot about the production on this one, but to Tommy's credit, I initially heard this and I basically thought it sounds like James Blake, but James Blake is actually having a little bit more fun, kind of like when James Blake is featured on other artists' tracks compared to his own records, which are just very sort of, you know, atmospheric and, I'm going to be honest with you, monotonous. I just feel like he kind of operates in that specific lane, and, you know, more power to him for creating that music. But I was really surprised hearing this with the high-pitched vocals and stuff like that. A really high falsetto just coming out of the gate right when that chorus hits, and it's just really fantastic. But we got to talk about the production here. So this is handled by five producers, it looks like. Max Vosburgh, Jonah Roy, Manny Velli, Sparkeem, and Kavi. And a couple of these guys, such as Manny Velli, Barkeem actually, are people who've collaborated or produced for Brent Faiyaz, who actually is someone that has taken kind of Tommy Richman here under his wing and kind of other tracks and stuff that he's featured on. I looked into their discography. The production on this is just killer. I love everything about this sound. In 2020 or 2021, I put DVRST, and I'm going to be playing it after this, their track Close Eyes, as one of my favorite tracks for the year, despite it not appearing on a lot of sort of best lists elsewhere, because I recognize that this is going to be a sound that is going to attract a lot of people to it. It's going to make a lot of people turn their heads. It's aggressive, and yet it's just light enough before the bass kicks in that it allows people to be able to kind of approach it a little bit cautiously, and then are immediately drawn into just the energy that's conveyed through it. And that would be described by the term funk, which is a little silly to describe it as, P-H-O-N-K, but this genre is really popping off with a lot of people. I think Million Dollar Baby, however, with that falsetto vocal, just again, right out of the gate, it's really fantastic. And as well with the way the production is on this guy here, it's just the perfect packaging to make it acceptable to a general audience, as it indicated by this rocketing up the charts, also thanks to TikTok and stuff as a platform, but rocketing up the charts to a spot at number 2, and I think a lot of people are going to resonate with this one. Again, a lot of people think this sound is egotistical. They think of people just banging it in the gym and stuff when doing this one here, but it is a really, really accessible sort of packaging that this track has, with kind of taking that very dark and heavy sub bass at the same time as light sort of like really blippy synths and kind of chimes, and then just pairing it with an absolutely stellar percussive sort of, you know, midsection for the percussion and stuff like that. I am just struggling to describe, but again, it's just really what these guys have done on this track is just fantastic. Being realistic with you, I would like to see, obviously, Tommy Richman be able to continue their career, because I think that there's, you know, something that they can bring to the table as well. But definitely these producers, Max Vosburgh, Jonah Roy, Manny Vale, Sparkim, and Cavi, definitely should receive their due props, because this is probably like a once in a lifetime sort of thing for them with the success they're receiving. And at the same time, hopefully they can like take what they've learned working together on this one and be able to work and just create more stuff like this, because it's really fantastic what they've done here. I played the VHS version because the VHS version didn't chart. The other one, again, as I said, the regular version went up to number 2, but we're going to keep it to just the VHS version. But I implore you, please listen to this with some good headphones or just driving around, and I think you're going to find something to love here. But again, that is Tommy Richman, produced by Max Vosburgh, Jonah Roy, Manny Velli. I apologize for mispronouncing his name several times there. Manny Velli, Sparkim, and Cavi with their cut, Million Dollar Baby. Really fantastic, and definitely going to be placing as one of my favorite tracks for 2024. All right, keeping the music going now, as promised, taking you back to 2021 when this stuff started really popping off. This is DVRST and Close Eyes. I want to preface, I know that DVRST did not originate the idea of funk and these sort of things, because it stems back to kind of, you can honestly take it all the way back to kind of the like 2000s and stuff, with kind of Atlanta and the South and how they would kind of do like the club scene and stuff like that in the bling era, where a lot of these lyrics and stuff for these like backing tracks are pulled from. But again, this is when I kind of took notice of this sort of sound and everything, thanks to both social media, but also just in turn their discography. So again, here's my personal awakening to the idea of this genre. And again, I think it's really going to pop off. DVRST and their cut, Close Eyes. Hope you guys enjoy it, and we're keeping the tunes going afterwards as well. Here we go. We'll be right back. Just took you out of two tracks there, back to back, kicking it off again with D-Verst and their cut Close Eyes. I talked about that one before on the program, but really fantastic cut coming to you from them. And then afterward, I took you over to Metro Boomin with their instrumental cut BBL Drizzy BPM 150. So back when We Don't Trust You, the collaborative album from Metro and Future, came out there, I had a controversial opinion relating to the most popular track off of the album. And now I'm ready to speak on it. The horn section actually on Like That has grown on me. It has actually a little bit. Hearing it enough has actually made it a little bit more warranted. I think it's just when I first heard it at kind of the introduction, it was a little disjarring and disjointed. But again, it has grown on me quite a lot, so that track has improved quite nicely. In all seriousness, it's hard to not talk about the context of the song that I just played, being the feud between Drake and essentially several people within the industry, most notably at this point being Kendrick Lamar. I don't really have much of an opinion, and I don't think my opinion is worth much anyway in the small sphere of people that I have, you know, influence towards. But for what it's worth, I think it's just really nice that, you know, music is coming back a little bit from both of these artists. I do think, as much as people like to rag on the track, on The Heart Part 6, again, Drake had a good point getting Kendrick back into kind of music once again and releasing stuff pretty consistently, in all honesty, especially with regards to Meet the Grahams after Family Matters and then Not Like Us afterwards. So I'm really appreciative of that, hearing more music from both of these artists. But at the end of the day, I don't really have much of an opinion, and I don't think my opinion is really warranted. I think my main conclusion is people are obviously gravitating towards the main thing that Meet the Grahams kind of discusses, but I think people should pay attention towards the latter half of kind of Not Like Us, specifically when Kendrick is naming artists, because that is a criticism of Drake that has been very strong as well, and it's one that not a lot of people are commenting on or discussing, because this artist who is now at the forefront of this genre, are they really doing as much as they should be for the African-American community? But again, as Drake points out, he is more Canadian and associates strongly with Toronto, so maybe he's distant from those things, which is what Kendrick is saying as well, due to the difference in lifestyle. I think it's a good discussion to have, but it's not one that I'm going to have on this program here. But all I'm going to say is definitely listen to some music, and Metro Boomin is probably the winner in this. He posted a picture of himself in front of a microphone, and everyone freaked out for an entire day, only to reveal he was recording voice lines. So, love that guy. That was his instrumental beat, BBL Drizzy, 150 BPM. Alright, let's take it over to Toronto now. We're going to kick it on over to 3409 and their cut, Like Messi. This is a new one from the boys. Hope you guys enjoy it. 3409, latest one, Like Messi. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm in LA, I'm in a taxi. I'm with my dogs, we kick it like Messi. Rolling up to all the parties at night, but when you out of shit, then this shit can get messy. FaceTime my bitch and I tell her get sexy. I'm almost famous, so don't keep me waiting. I'm trying to fuck you as soon as I pull up and do it again while we bumping my latest. Yeah, no one don't get in my way, 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 way. There's nothing that no one can say, eh, 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 eh. Respect to my team that believed in me way back when I was a G. It's 3409 to the crib, hey, hey, hey. We kick it like Messi, we kick it like Messi, we kick it like. We kick it like Messi, we kick it like Messi, we kick it like. I'm with the dogs and this shit can get messy when we arrive. We kick it like Messi, we kick it like. Yeah, yeah. Better Toronto, just for a minute. Soon as I land, we could get with it. Stuck on these flights and these studio sessions, but I'm gonna ride with you right to the finish. You made the call and I'm coming to get it. All of your shit, I go Dennis the Menace. I got a ride right now, but soon as I get done, I'm gonna pull up and beat up that kitty. One taste of your love and it hit me like Winnie. Don't care about no smoke, cause I got me a chimney. I'm telling you that there ain't nothing gon' tell me. When it comes to these bitches, they blushing with envy. I want this shit like I want me a Bentley. I pull up to you with some Rex in the Birkin. I'm telling you that there ain't nothing gon' tell me. When it comes to these bitches, they blushing with envy. For you, for me, don't care about what nobody said, don't care about what nobody think. For you and me, I can give you my everything, long as you be my everything. We kick it like Messi, we kick it like Messi, we kick it like.
We kick it like Messi, we kick it like Messi, we kick it like. I'm with the dogs and the shit can get messy when we arrive. We kick it like Messi, we kick it like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just took you out of two more tracks back to back, kicking it off again with 3409 and their latest Like Messy. So these guys have been played on the program quite frequently, being a Canadian artist and making music that's kind of in a wheelhouse that I'm enjoying and familiar with. Some of my favorites from these guys would have to be Cali Girls, which was released back in 2022, Delilah, which was a 2020 single, actually, We Have Something About You, as well as Crisscross. And then they did a cover, actually, coincidentally, when I segued into it, of Drake's own Hold On, We're Going Home, with him and Maja Jordan working on that one there. It's been a bit since we heard from the band, as their last single before this was Sunrise on October 2023, so it's good to see them releasing some new music, as I'd honestly almost thought that they had disbanded, but it's good to see them coming together and making something once again. Even if this isn't one of my favorite tracks that they've done, it's really good to see some work from these guys, as they're incredibly talented, and I'm really hoping to see a full-fledged album from them eventually, but for now we'll just have to settle for the singles. Again, Like Messy from 3409. And then I took you over to a new artist we haven't played on the program previously. It's Jay Wood, and it was their cut, Just Sayin', featuring Ami Shion on that one there. Pulling a little excerpt, actually, from Manitoba Music, it describes Jay Wood as a Canadian singer-songwriter and producer, known also as Jeremy Haywood Smith, who needed an escape from his state of mourning when he began working on Slingshot, the record that this track was pulled from. The recording project Jay Wood was started in 2015. After the loss of his mother in 2019 and a global standstill, the pandemic and social crises throughout 2020, Haywood Smith yearned for some forward momentum. The idea of looking back to go forward became a really big thing for me, hence the title, Slingshot. I just want to say it's really cool to find an artist actually from the prairies, as most of the time we kind of just pull artists either from Montreal, which is a big hub for kind of arts and creativity, and then either from kind of Ontario or British Columbia. So seeing someone coming from Winnipeg is really fantastic, and Jay is a really fantastic artist actually as well. I haven't given a listen to the full track for Slingshot from cover to cover, but some tracks that I do know from him would be Just Sayin', as well as Some Days, which gets into how I discovered Jay, because I actually pulled him from kind of the recording was released for What's the Story episode 4 with Ava Droughty off of the Chill Rose Radio Network. Not affiliated, not sponsored, I'm just a fan of the content that this particular program is going over, alongside all the programs that are on Chill Rose Radio, you know. But the What's the Story is really fantastic for these deep dive sort of exposés, and expose is the wrong word, but just a deep dive into kind of topics within music, something that I used to do actually on my birthday for the episode, where I would kind of focus on a specific topic, such as talking about the Capital Prophets record group, or how Michael Jackson was thought to have produced music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Really, really compelling stuff, you know? But this particular episode, entitled Black Erasure in Rock, is really interesting because it's a topic that I was familiar with, and it really explores kind of how this came to be and the effects that, you know, not taking into account the effect African-American population has had in terms of developing rock from its originating, and I would also say throughout kind of the, like, later half of the 20th century, really is doing a disservice to this community that has acted as real pioneers. So if you're looking for more people that kind of operate within this same space today, Ava does a really good job in terms of highlighting these ones on this episode here, and I'm actually going to pull one more for you guys for today. This is going to be coming to you from another artist that she had featured. It's the New Respects, and it's their cut Something to Believe In off of Before the Sun Goes Down in 2018. They're a group from Nashville, and I really enjoyed hearing this one when I listened to the program, and I think you're going to enjoy it as well. So I will see you after the New Respects with Something to Believe In, with some information and events in the Fraser Valley, and enjoy this track. Here we go.
Try to shake it off, but I'm weak beneath your spell.
Looking for some of CIVL and other networks' best programming to listen to wherever and whenever you'd like? Hey! Then look no further than the Chill Rose Radio Network, available on all major podcasting platforms. Catch episodes of Chill Rose Radio with DJ Darko, the Earshot 20 Countdown, the SUSU Podcast with Stephen and Casey, and of course, The Block with Bryce and Warden, all in one place. New episodes are added weekly, so search for Chill Rose Radio Network on your platform of choice and listen wherever and whenever you would like. It's all happening on Chill Rose Radio. Alright, taking you back into the music now, we're going to go over to Macklemore's track Hinds Hall. This was released a little bit earlier in the week, but was officially released on May 10th, 2024. It's a little bit of a loaded track, and I'm going to talk about the context surrounding it, but given the topic that it is discussing, I don't feel right kind of censoring it, so you're going to hear some negative language. You're also going to hear some talk of politics. But again, CIVL has no decision or anything like that in relation to anything political. This is of the artists themselves. I'm just playing the music for you guys to listen to. We'll talk about it afterwards, after it plays. Here we go.
Yeah. The people, they won't leave. What is threatening about divesting and want a peace? The problem isn't the protests, it's what they're protesting. It goes against what our country is funding. Block the barricade until Palestine is free. Block the barricade until Palestine is free. When I was 7, I learned a lesson from Cuban Eazy-E. What was it again? Oh yeah, fuck the police. Actors and badges protecting property in a system that was designed by white supremacy. But the people are in the streets. You can pay off Meta, you can't pay off me. Politicians who serve by any means, APAC, Koofy, and all the companies. You see, we sell beer around the land of the free. But this generation here is about to cut the strings. You can ban TikTok, take us out the algorithm, but it's too late. We've seen the truth, we bear witness. Seen the rubble, the buildings, the mothers and the children, and all the men that you murdered. And then we see how you spin it. Who gets the right to defend and who gets the right of resistance? It's always been about dollars and the color of your pigment. But white supremacy is finally on blast, screaming free Palestine to their home at last. We see the lies and up, claiming it's anti-Semitic to be anti-Zionist. I've seen Jewish brothers and sisters out there and writhing in solidarity and screaming free Palestine with them, organizing and learning and finally cutting ties with a state that's gotta rely on apartheid system to uphold and occupy and violent history been repeating for the last 75. The NECPA never ended, the colonizer lied. It's students in tents posted on the lawn, occupying the quad is really against the law and a reason to call and the police and their squad. Where does genocide land in your definition, huh? Destroying every college in Gaza and every mosque, pushing everyone into Rafah and dropping bombs. The blood is on your hands, Biden, we can see it all. And fuck no, I'm not voting for you in the fall. Undecided, you can't twist the truth. The people out here united, never be defeated when freedom's on the horizon. Yet the music industry's quiet, complicit in their platform of silence. What happened to the artist? What you gotta say? If I was on a label, you could drop me today. I'll be fine with it, cause the heart fed my page. I want a ceasefire, fuck a response from Drake. What you willing to risk? What you willing to give? What if you were in Gaza? What if those were your kids? If the West was pretending that you didn't exist, you want the world to stand up, and the students finally did. Let's get it.
So again, that was Hinds Hall coming to you from Macklemore. Obviously, it's a response to what is going on both in kind of university campuses, more so across the United States and such like that, but also there has been incidences in Canada, and then also to just the general conflict occurring in Palestine currently between them and Israel as a result of the actions of the Hamas group operating out of Palestine. Now that is about as general of a statement as I can give as to the context of this record. We have discussed kind of the conflict and stuff. This is not a political show, but I have discussed it because I briefly talked about one of my favorite tracks of 2023, which was Xena from Skrillex featuring Nai Barghouti, who is a Palestinian singer. And it felt disingenuous to promote a song such as that without remarking something that she has been very passionate in talking about, because her country is currently embroiled in that conflict. The reason I decided to play this today is because both I legitimately like the song. I think it's actually rather impactful, and I think that the beat is actually rather well constructed. I think it's well done. But also, I just think that it's a good kind of touchstone moment for the feelings that a lot of people have had regarding the lack of discussion of this sort of thing. Something touched upon in this track is the act of Meta, who is the parent company of Facebook, and the almost censoring of a lot of the information relating to this, including a new policy that they've had in place on Instagram accounts, at least, where it's censoring potentially sensitive information or traumatic things, which basically equates to anything involving conflict, even if it's something relevant to what someone might be doing. It can be a completely just a neutral post of the three colors of the flag, but it's deemed as political and therefore it's censored. And this is something that's automatically turned on. I think regardless of your standing on this sort of thing, and for the record, I'm allowed to have an opinion. I am of the opinion that, as I said, talking about Xena, I'm not a fan of what Israel is doing. That doesn't make me anti-Semitic. It just means, as stated in this song, I'm anti-Zionistic and I'm just anti-genocide, which I think that anybody should probably be in favor of. But I think anybody can agree that that sort of censoring of information is not necessarily a good thing. I'm all really looking into kind of alternative forms of technology and such, as opposed to what big kind of technology is doing, because it seems like this is the direction things are headed, where if you have enough money, you can censor a lot of information. There is no freedom of press if the distributor is in control of everything and what you see through either that algorithm or just simply a robot detecting something and saying, oh, you're not allowed to see this, it can't be served to you. What I would say is, if this has, you know, sparked something into you, I think that you should be more informed about what's going on in your country, or your country, but also just globally as well. It is worthwhile. I don't think the correct response is to turn your brain off and just go watch cartoons and such. Nothing against cartoons. Smiling Friends is great. But what I would say is that it's important to ensure that you're taking the opportunity to learn more about this stuff, albeit from an actual, like, primary source or from a press release from a newspaper, as opposed to just what's served to you across your Facebook or Instagram or Reddit feed. In any case, I appreciate that this song exists, and I'm happy to share it with you all today. That was Heinz Hall coming to you from Macklemore. Alright, speaking of technology now, we're going to take you over to something completely unrelated. This is coming to you from Dreamer Stylized DRMR. It's their cut, Dark Waters. Hope you guys enjoy this one coming from my home here on our channel, The Block. And I'll see you guys after this and some more tracks as well. Here we go. We'll be right back. It can be hard sometimes, whether you're dealing with stress, whether you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, whether you're dealing with things that you can't even or are unwilling to describe or detail. There's a lot going on, and you are not alone in struggling with it. If you're having thoughts of self-harm, suicide, or anything akin, make sure that you are getting the help that you need. Talk to your family, talk to your friends, or a close support network, and ensure that other people are aware. And if you find that you're fabricating some form of plan, ensure that you are going to the hospital or talking to a medical professional as soon as possible. Remember, resources are available to you. I can't promise it'll get better, but I just know that it's worth a try. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone, to The Block with Bryson Warden, broadcasting live in frequency 101.7 CIVL FM, going out to the Fraser Valley and surrounding areas from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford Campus Student Union Society building based on the unceded traditional territory of the Stolo people. To get to three tracks there back to back to back, getting off again with Dreamer and their cut Dark Waters, then it was Matt Scott and Bert Treichman with University from the game Phantom 2040
and Nothing Else.
And then finally, it was Caribou with their cut New Jade from Dan Snaith, Canadian electronic producer there. All right, everybody, I am running out of time at this point, so I am going to leave you with one last track for today, and unfortunately, I'm going to be gone, actually, for next week. So you're going to be hearing this one maybe on repeat for May 20th as well, as I'm going to be away in a whole different country, going down south to California. But again, I will see you guys in May 27th for the next episode. Until then, you'll have to hold tight. I'm going to leave you with one last track, and I got to make it Canadian, so I'm going to take it over to one of my favorite Canadian bands. It's the Tragically Hip, and it's their cut, Bob Cajun. Hope you guys enjoy this one as I'm traveling down south, but I'll still have Canada in my heart. Have a wonderful day, you guys. Beautiful sunshine as well. Try to take care as best you can, and I'll see you when I see you.